Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Andy Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that's capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Davina Dusard, CEO and founder of Polishing the Professional, a career center providing professional development, personal branding, and career placement service. She is author of The Job Search Buddy, a handy pocket guide that serves as a companion for job seekers to give them that extra help needed to get through the arduous process of finding work. So welcome, Davina.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. Let's talk a little bit about the Job Search Buddy. What have you found in your experience at Polishing the Professional? Why did you find there to be a need for a handy-dandy little pocket guide like this?
Well, I realized that many of the people who are out searching for work simply don't understand why they continue to face barriers when they're looking for work. And some of the things are really simple, such as grooming tips, appropriate resumes, cover letters. And quite frankly, it's not something that we teach in school. So by the time a youth graduates from either high school or college, many of them don't have the skills they need to write a proper resume or develop a proper resume or write a proper cover letter. So just giving them some tips that they need in order to get over that hump to be again fully employed.
Now, Davina, I'm sure that you've heard some horror stories about interviews and different situations. Can you share with us? It's always interesting to me to hear about people and what they think is appropriate. Do you have some sort of story, kind of the most out there type of experience that you've had with a job seeker?
You know what? I'll give you an example that, I do hiring as well for my own company. So I always like to get the last look before we do the, hiring. And I had one young lady who was really, really good. She was excellent. I was hiring her for a social media public relations position. I'm not quite sure what it was. But she seemed really nice, knew her business well. And the funniest thing was we were closing out the interview. And I was thinking, wow, okay, I'm going to go with this girl. And I had already interviewed several other people that were well qualified as well, but she was sort of at the top of the list. And so as the interview closed out, I asked her, I said, do you have any other questions? She said, no, I just want to let you know that if I don't call you back immediately, that it's, my birthday this weekend and I'll be out partying. So I may be drunk and not able to call you. So I'll call you the next, in a day or so. And I thought,
oh my.
Are you serious?
Okay. Now, so this is, I'm sure in the Job Search Buddy, you explicitly remind people to not talk to prospective hiring managers about your partying drinking plans.
Absolutely. Now, I have no problem with someone. She was a young girl. So she's at the age 20 something that, you are going out and having a good time. That's what you do when you're 20, generally speaking. So no problem with it, but don't tell me about it. Don't mention that to the employer. That is not important. That is not something that is significant or important for you, in getting a job. But also too, one of the things that people don't realize is, even in, and I discussed this in the Job Search Buddy, is your online profile. And I say this over and over again. This is whether you're trying to get into college, whether you're trying to get a new job. Your employers peruse the internet to see what it is you look like online. Because the person, they know the person that's coming to the interview is probably slightly different than the person who's relaxing amongst their friends and family. And there's also an application if you subscriber use, for example, Outlook I use, and there's a feature where you can integrate Facebook, Twitter, any social media page into your Outlook. So when someone sends you an email, it will automatically give me the links to their social media pages, and I can click on those pages and see how they appear online as opposed to what you know, how they appear on their resume.
Wow.
And yes, and I've seen some really interesting things. So just to be very, you know, just be very concerned or make certain that the email address that you use for your resumes and your business, your work is not the same as your social media page.
Well, that is a great tip. And of course, that is a major, major mistake, you know, representing yourself in such a way that's unprofessional, mistakes that job seekers are making.
I think one of the biggest things that will stop you from even getting an interview in the first place is when you send a cover letter or a resume that has nothing to do with the job you're applying for. If there's a job you see that you think you fit, then redraft a resume or a cover letter that explains why it is you're even submitting yourself for that position. Like, I'll have a position open for an employment specialist, and I'll get a resume for someone who's a security professional, an engineer. It has nothing to do with the position ahead. It doesn't mean they don't have the skills, but then you have to explain that to the interviewer. They don't have a whole lot of time to sit there and try to figure out, let me call this guy and really see if he has the skills. They're going to look in the first 10 to 15 seconds. If they don't see anything interesting, they trash it and move on. One other thing that I find to be really significant is, for the most part of it, is someone's image. And we don't really understand, well, as job seekers, we don't understand why our image is so important to an employer when we're looking for a job. But if people would just be real and honest with themselves, their image is important to all of us. We unfortunately judge everyone based on how we perceive them. And that is based on what they look like, you know, what kind of image they're representing. And employers are no different. So I think being careless about that, coming to interviews in shorts and t-shirts and flip flops. I mean, I live in California, so you will see that oftentimes, and it's just not appropriate.
And Davina, what other types of services or products or piece of advice do you have to help job seekers?
I have one of the biggest things for individuals with disabilities, or, you know, ex-offenders, or someone that's veterans that are transitioning their skills from working in the military to, you know, civilian life, if you will. I have a few strategies for them. For example, for a veteran, one of the challenges they have with their skills seeming transferable to an employer is a huge struggle for them. Let me back up here. It's a huge struggle for them. They need to go online and look at, there's a website that allows you, that the military offers, that shows them how to take the job description that they have in the military and make it sound appropriate for a job in civilian life, because they'll have a job that's called engineering technician something, right? And it sounds like this really, you know, incredibly challenging or scientific position, and it's, you know, a manager for the kitchen. And so they need to be able to make things sound more realistic and things that we understand as civilian employers. For individuals who have gaps in their employment, one of the biggest things that I try to explain to them, there's no way that you have been sitting there for a year or 2 years or 3 years and doing nothing at all, unless you were in a coma or something. But even if you were volunteering for if you were volunteering for your church 3 days a week, for your son's school, utilize that as variance or work expenses. Work is expending energy. It is not based on how much money you earn. So you need to figure out how to fill those gaps with things that you've been spending your time on in those, you know, 3 months, 2 years, whatever time you've been off.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Davina. I appreciate that. That's some good advice there to wrap up our call today. And you can all find more information on Davina Dusard, her book as well, The Job Search Buddy, on the website polishingtheprofessional.com. And if you're in the LA area, you can attend one of Polishing the Professional's training seminars, or even get one-on-one consultations. You can also order a copy of the Job Search Buddy by calling 310-540-5120 and hit extension 1. That's 310-540-5120, extension 1. Thanks, Davina, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.